Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Valentine's Day. Dr. Tom here, and welcome back. You're listening to The Positivity Effect, and this is FSC number 11. Guys, be kind. Seriously, be kind to each other today. I know many people have mixed feelings about this holiday, Valentine's Day. I myself, too, at times. It could be easy to be bitter about a holiday that tells us we need to love somebody else specifically on this one day. You know, that goal, it should be the way that we act all the time. You know, we should always be kind to people. We should always, you know, the relationship that we're in, we should always be looking for ways to serve that person. You know, it's kind of like how I spoke last week about being jealous about the abilities of professional athletes. That jealousy doesn't hurt the athlete. It only hurts ourselves because we're walking around with these negative emotions, these negative feelings. So if you're not celebrating Valentine's Day today, maybe think of some creative ways that you can brighten up somebody else's day who may also be feeling gloomy about it because they're not celebrating too. So guys, I am pumped up because I have finalized the decision. The Positivity Effect will be a daily podcast starting tomorrow. Lots of awesome shows lined up. Our first two-part interview will be with Danielle Booz. She's an entrepreneur. She's got an incredible story, and she's using the difficult moments and things that she went through in her life and encountered as a way to help other young people going through the same thing. So really just a powerful woman and amazing what she's doing, and I'm so excited to have her on. But more on that tomorrow. Guys, if you've been listening to The Positivity Effect and loving it and enjoying it, do me a huge favor. Tell someone you know about it. It's Valentine's Day. Let's spread the love. So, something I wanted to talk about real quick. I'm Catholic, and right now we're in the season of Lent. And Lent, it's a time of prayer and reflection. I think when most people think of a Catholic during Lent, they think of someone giving up meat on Fridays, or maybe, you know, they say, oh, I'm not drinking soda right now or eating candy or whatever. And, you know, to try to lose the extra pounds. And, I've done that in the past. I think as Catholics, we'll use Lent as an excuse, as a fitness regime, you know, to lose that little extra weight after we messed up from our New Year's resolutions. But really, Lent is so much more than that. It's about stripping away all the noise. It's about increasing prayer life so that we have a deeper understanding and a deeper connection with God. Lent is also about a time of doing things too. Maybe volunteering at the local soup kitchen, helping an elderly neighbor with some chores. Maybe spending more time with our family, being more present when we're there, not focused and thinking about all our you know, emails and text messages and social media. Maybe it just means declaring that, you know, that you want to be hyper aware of how you treat people and that you're going to be as kind as possible as you can. I'm not here to say, guys, come to church with me. This is not, you know, talking about, you know, about the religion really as per se, really just the lesson behind it. I'm sharing this message because the message of Lent is profound, and it can apply to anyone. And that message is one of hope and of service to those around us. When you do more good is returned to you. It really is. That's really how it works. And like Mahatma Gandhi said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. What a beautiful statement that is. Lose yourself in the service of others. When we start to look more outwardly and reflect more, we find that connecting with friends, with family, with strangers, it all just becomes so much easier. Strained relationships, they become less strained. New relationships are created all the time. So I leave you with this question. Are you losing yourself in the service of others? Reflect on how you can create change in your own world. We can all start with small things. We must certainly crawl before we walk, and walk before we run. Take care, guys. I hope you enjoyed tomorrow's interview. with Danielle Booz. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me, because every Sunday, I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners, just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care, and talk to you next Monday.